Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved, home protected, bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Who did you want? Like, I'm going to raise my hand and tell you who I wanted. I wanted Corbin Burns.
Right, hurt.
Hurt. Tommy John surgery.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you look at...
He wouldn't be available right now.
He wouldn't be. Like, not to call Sal out, but I'm calling myself out on him. I know Sal wanted Walker Buehler. Well, what happened to him?
Yep.
So, even if they were more aggressive in adding starting pitching, I look around and say, all right, well, who would it have been? Trading for Garrett Crochet? Sure. It was going to cost you a lot. It was going to cost you a lot in prospect capital. Would it have been worth it? Certainly with the way he's pitched, it appears that way. And the other one is your guy, Max Fried. But the Mets were never even linked to him. Mm-hmm. And they were never going to make that kind of a long-term offer. So, yeah, the pitching wasn't good enough. David Stearns has deserved a lot of blame, but there's not like there's that many guys that they could have gotten that you're like, damn it, why'd you get him?
You go back and look at all of them, and we I think we did this at some point a month or two ago, and none of them worked out the way that you would have thought. And so you did the best with what you could, with what you could get, and they were good for a little bit. But ultimately, I think what he said first was the more pertinent part, which is that this lineup... And Carlos Mendoza says this every time he gets asked about it. We have good players.
Yeah.
They should be hitting better.
Absolutely.
They just don't consist, at least not collectively. They do individually, but collectively, they haven't had these type of breakout games or the breakout game we saw at the game we went to a week and a half ago. So if they just played up to their regular, normal potential, you wouldn't have to worry as much about the pitching.
No, you're right. But you can't pitch to the level where you get knocked out in the second inning. Can't happen. Brandon's in Boston. What's up, Brandon?
Hey, Evan. I'm just MTK, first time, long time. Big fan of the show. Listen every day. But I just wanted to give a call because I was watching that Mets game last night, and I'm almost positive that Gary Cohen did get into the whole Charlie Kirk thing, and he went into the fact that they were friends. His wife did text.
Did he? Because then that's on me if I missed it, but I listened to it like twice just to make sure. I don't remember hearing that. So if I'm wrong, I'll gladly apologize because I didn't hear it. So you know what? I'll go back and listen to it. See, it will prove my point, except it'll be about me in terms of not doing your job well enough. Because I listened to it twice. I didn't hear a full explanation. Like, I had to go back and read stories to see that. But if I missed it, hey, I don't own up to it and admit I'm wrong. Let's go to Jody in Warren, New Jersey. What's up, Jody?
Hey, guys. F. Tom Brady. I just wanted to say, Juan Soto is a egotistical maniac. We could all agree on that. I'm telling you something. Is the lock of the day. Because of his sloppy play last night, he will hit a home run tonight. That's number one. And, Evan, you cannot be an IFO with the Yankees and the Giants because you're a hater. Man, I have one question for you. Let's make believe you're not on the air and we're just talking as friends. How many interceptions would you like to see Dart throw on Sunday? On that, I'll hang up. Love you guys.
Hater.
I don't think that's
major
true.
Hater.
It's not true at all. Not true at all. In fact,
if I set the over under at 1.5, what would you go?
So this is a prediction.
Yes.
There's a big difference between what I want and predictions.
Yes.
Like, everything I've said about the Giants so far this season has been pretty accurate. Not because I'm a hater, but because I've been right. And I don't always want to be right, especially on negative situations. And by the way, I know that sounds very arrogant for me to say that, but am I wrong? I've been pretty right about the Giants this year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I was pretty right about the Giants last year.
It's been easy to be right about.
But you weren't. So if it's that easy, why weren't you?
Because I'm a fan of the team that was hoping for positives. My point is, in this town, unfortunately, we've seen a lot of negatives. So if you are not a fan of certain teams, and you can see what the rest of the country sees,
right,
it has been actually pretty easy. Evan, I got another one for you. We were all pretty right about the Jets the last couple of years. Where
absolutely.
You were positive. So that, I'm just saying, it comes with the circumstance when a team stinks.
I'm not rooting for Jackson Dart to throw five interceptions. I'm not. I got nothing against the kid. I guess the only thing, if we are being honest, that may get in the way is I don't necessarily want Sean to be that happy. Mm-hmm. Like, there's a slight part of me, like I admit week one, I kind of wanted them to lose to the Commanders, so you'd have to go on that train upset. But in terms of, like, giant failures, I wouldn't say that. And when it comes to the New York Yankees, I'm so glad he brought them up. I don't like to say I told you so. I really don't.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim and you get a motion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Oh, I'm not that kind of guy, but I heard a vibe on this radio station over the last 12 hours that I feel really good about, because the vibe is, I told you so.
Right.
This entire season, there have been downs for the Yankees. No question about it. No doubt about it. There have been embarrassing moments. There have been bad series, losing to the Reds, all sorts of bad stuff. Totally get it. And the entire time I remained steadfast and said, they're the best team in the American League. And as we sit here today on September 24th with the New York Yankees a game back of Toronto, who's falling apart, the Detroit Tigers falling apart, the Guardians racing to the American League Central, the Mariners taking the AL West, it is now undeniable. What I have told you, Sean, since March is now true, and every Yankee fan agrees. The New York Yankees are the best team in the American League. Sean Morash, say it with me.
The Red Sox are the best team in the American League and will beat the Yankees, unfortunately.
Come on!
Oh, geez, you're hating.
That's just the one team in the way. Look, and
you're hating on your own team.
I'm not hating my own team. I hope they shock me. I hope they surprise me. I got goosebumps last night, albeit versus the White Sox. But even last night was like, really? Game is must win here, and you're losing to the White Sox. You can't hit for most of the night.
Well, you are a self-hater, man.
Because I don't want to feel this way. I'm pumped up about the playoffs for a lot of the reasons you laid out, because I think we find ourselves in another scenario like last year where you look around and go, maybe Evan's right. It's also by default, but who cares if it's by default that everybody else stinks? You know what I mean? Like, I don't think this is...
Last year, everybody else stunk. Did it bother you when you won the pennant?
No, it didn't, and that's the point. I thought that some of these teams were better than last year. Now you look around at the end of the year, and you're probably right. So I think two things could be true, right? They could be the best team in the American League, but this also isn't one of the premier great Yankee teams we've seen. It's kind of just they're a product of a league that stinks.
That response to me is very disingenuous because it feels like you're moving the goalposts on the consistent point I've made for 6 months. I've never said this is a great all-time Yankee team, and I've certainly run down the American League quite a bit. Right. No question about it. I have, to the chagrin of you. Like, it's offensive that I've done it. That's not the point. The point is they're the most talented team in the American League.
Are we sure they're more talented than the Mariners?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure of it. Do you agree, Teak?
I mean,
I guess we'll find out, right? I
mean, on paper, yes. But again, it's just like the Mets. You got to put it together when it matters.
I understand, exactly. But are you scared of the Seattle Mariners as well as they're playing?
I don't think you are.
Scared's not the right word.
Yeah.
But I'm not exactly...
You're not confident that you're wiping right through them.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I'm not confident that this team is getting through three rounds of the American League playoffs.
The Mariners have been to one postseason series in 2 decades. They got swept in the ALDS.
Why do I care about anything other than the 2025 Mariners?
Because you're not afraid of the Cleveland Guardians, who are the hottest team in baseball, and you use the history of them reason why. So if you're going to use the history of the Guardians, why wouldn't I bring up the history of the Mariners?
I think the Mariners are better.
And what have they accomplished over the bunch of years recently? What have they done? They missed the playoffs last year. They missed the playoffs the year before that. They got swept in the ALDS the year before that.
So what have the Yankees accomplished outside
they
of not having Juan Soto?
With
Juan Soto.
What does that mean?
They were a different team last year. How many times are you going to argue about this? Okay. Juan Soto and Aaron Judge were like a two-headed whatever you call those things, the snakes.
We all know Juan Soto's not on the Yankees. You know who also wasn't on the Yankees last year? Max Fried.
Great. Mm-hmm. Gary
Cody Bellinger. Jose Caballero. Like, there's a lot of things that are different.
There is fun elements to this Yankee team, and I hope I'm wrong. Why is it that I need to wave the pom-poms at every turn? Because the moment I wave the pom-poms, look at him fanboying out. So for once, I have a conventional thought that, you know what, I'm very suspect about this team, and then you're painting me the bad guy. I'm damned if I do and damned if I don't with you. Oh, it's blue-colored glasses. Oh, how do you not believe in your team? Let me just give you my honest feelings. I don't trust the Yankees. I want to, but they will burn us, and I see it coming. That's it.
And you'll be happy when it doesn't.
What?
If it doesn't,
please,
you'll be happy.
Please be wrong. Right. Drape me with confetti.
I'm going to give you the last word. That's fine. Right. I made my point. You made your point. What the hell do you want to say?
No, I was just going to tell Sean, please, when Evan does this to me in May with the Knicks, have that same energy instead of doing this dirty work and then teaming up on me. Because I laid out off on that one. I could have, needled you as well, but I let you have a good rant there. Just,
Why does everything come back to the Knicks with Tommy?
It's Knicks in 26.
Because that's the one he cares most about.
The Knicks are the best team in the Eastern Conference. That's not me putting shade on anybody. That's the truth.
Well, that's before the season has started, for basketball's been rolled out.
But that's what I said about the Yankees before the baseballs got rolled out. It's the same thing. Like, I looked at the Yankees and said they're the best team in the American League. There were a lot of ups and downs, and through that, I battled through and said they still are. The Knicks last year, I mean, we dealt with this with the Knicks. I'm glad he brought them up. Because when they got smoked by the Celtics and smoked by Cleveland, all I heard was this garbage about, they can't beat them. And guess what happened? They beat the Celtics. I never, as a hater, and I am with the Knicks, I admit that, never did I say, oh, what a joke, you got no shot against them.
Right.
I was the honest one who told you do.
Jason Tatum did tear his Achilles.
They were up 3-1, bro.
I know, I'm just saying.
That's not fair.
I'm just saying.
I mean, it's hard to win that fourth, we've said.
But I get it's hard to win. And Jason said the other day, hey, I believe if I'm healthy, we would have come back. And maybe they would have. But guess what? They were down 3-1, and he got hurt. Don't make that an excuse. It's ridiculous. I'm sick of it. It's almost like you just need to defend the point of, well, they wouldn't have beat the Celtics. It was all crap.
No, they beat the Celtics. Good for them.
Of course they did. After we were told that they can't because they lost in the regular season. Just like Sean's telling us, well, they can't beat the Red Sox because of the regular season.
Okay.
Phooey.
Not about the regular season. It's just about his feel for the Red Sox.
Yeah,
and it's
it.
Based on the regular season.
Well, yeah, okay. It's also based on the manager and our manager. Yeah, exactly.
All right. Alex Cora. He's Miller Huggins.
You might as well be. Be honest with you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
With Ring cameras, you can protect your home from anywhere. You're at baggage claim, and you get emotion alert. Check live view and see a guy looking in your car window. Luckily, you've got floodlight cam. So you press the siren button and let 105 decibels do the rest. Problem solved. Home protected. Bag on its way. With Ring, you can protect your home from anywhere. Learn more at ring.com.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.me for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.